Hey, pour that up for me, my nigga. I'm about to talk to him real quick. Some real shit. Been locking up real niggas, that's lame shit. These lame niggas out here, they really snitch. Cause they in their feelings over a bum bitch. I stay in my home lane, I'll never switch. 100 with my people, that's on God. Still with my day ones, that's on mobs. Money over bitches, I stay on the job. Hustle man on the fifth floor with a slow bob. I'm pouring one up for my homies gone. Sending love to the ones that been called home. Pour my pain into another slow song. Trying to move right even when I'm dead wrong. Another year came and went and I'm still here. I was told a man never could shed a tear. Never saw a grown man cry till I saw my grandfather die. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes, cause the devil love to hate, yup. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes, cause the devil love to hate, yup. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes, cause the devil love to hate, yup. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes, cause the devil love to hate, yup. So I got a 9-to-5 so my kids can eat. Lift them up, help them fly for their heights to reach. Life's a bitch, grab my balls, now it's a beach. Been the man, understand you're a boy's a beast. Goon shit to a goblin fed time mobbing. Used to rock a mask, niggas Batman or Robin. Run the pack from the old, yup, bought a Stockton. Risk game cold, yeah, nigga used to rock him. Had to change the game when she took my last name. Now we don't even talk, he'll never be the same. No love in the game, pushing past the hate. She twerking on the gram, but it's just thirst bait. My niggas jump me in, cause I wanna be down. Now every one of them is laid underground. Survivor remorse cause a nigga made it out. Making beats for the kid cause he's on now. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes cause the devil love to hate, yup. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes cause the devil love to hate, yup. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes, cause the devil love to hate, yup. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes, cause the devil love to hate, yup.
Good.
Try to help
all right,
people, but
I don't
bring anybody with you, right?
You can't win them all.
Nah, you definitely can't win them all.
Uh-huh.
Cause some things take time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Even the best of us fall.
One nigga mad at me for how his life turned out. Another one front like he can't get his life turned out. Another pop in the high school but now a burnout. Slipped on everybody who love him, guess it's my turn now. Had a nigga miss my wedding when I invited him. Ever since, not a call, a text or a Skype from him. One brother I respect but depressed, his friends dying. It's sad, but it's like life taking his life from him. Never met someone so conflicted but so loyal. If you hear this, you forever my nigga, got love for you. Speaking of conflicted, got two homies need to fix shit. Hope my brothers, I pray you see through your difference. The devil wins when unity lost, he brings division. Blinded by ambition, keep your eyes on your mission. My OG think I'm neglecting them. My heart's with Zion, so in my will I divided what's ever left
even
of them.
That's
word, OG.
What?
I got my guys on the right.
That's
don't you ever think I'm neglecting them, boy?
That's
I tried, I swear I tried to bring these niggas along with me.
That's
not like everybody
to build a legacy. Time to for family so they remember me. All of my people could live heavenly. Hurt my heart when I found out niggas just wasn't feeling me. So I guess I do it for self, moving selfishly. Use my pain and my tragedy and my strategy. Casually take the weapons away from these devils after me. God, when I look in the mirror, he say blasphemy. It's not my fault, this selfishly lacking drastically. Cleaning my head for wearing red on the wrong block. Trying to be fly, got me blocked 50 in the start. Out the hospital, chip on my shoulder from seeing mama cry. Jesus, like it's too late for him to win, I just wish they died. Now that I'm older, I know God was preparing me. The same devils made a U-turn, they should be scared of me. I know I could win, always had a flair to me. Lay the track, light, these problems are temporary, babe. Everything's a season. Eventually we get over it, right? Nothing lasts forever. Everything's a season, right?
Yeah. Oh, please don't. don't compare me to niggas, no parallel. Got the shit out the mud, yeah, I know it well. No embargo on cargo, my Fargo well. Nasty knives on this hoe, it ain't hard to tell. Magic words in my verbs, it ain't hard to spell. It ain't hard to spell. It's for you lazy niggas, I don't do no moving till you pay me, nigga. You can't play me, nigga, from the 80s, nigga. Came from scrape knees, now I make a rapper pay me late fees. Minutes way too valuable to waste these. I don't knock the hustle, ho, I'm Jay-Z. I don't press for pussy, I just chase cheese. Niggas want my father, but they don't shake leaves. They a weak breeze, niggas need me more to hate me. So I can't leave, ho, I can't leave, and that's influence. Simmons to the nest, been moving. They just tryna do the shit I've been doing. Ask me where I'm going, ho, to get to it. Niggas say they the wave, I'm the wind moving. And I don't really see no opposition. That would imply that you competition. Y'all ain't even good enough to mention. Just can't relate to these niggas. Smile on my face, but it's hating these niggas. I swear I can feel all the fake in these niggas. That's why I be so out of place with these niggas. Need space from these niggas, As I get faded like a gradient, out of box, every box that they place me in. Don't believe in the vision I'm giving now, then believe in the nigga that's saying it. Oh, just on the plane, we ain't the same. These niggas flakes, playing for keeps, up in the stakes. 365, whatever it takes. Even my miss is never mistakes. I just bop through this shit like it ain't no pressure. I'ma always BG like the seventh letter. Fair exchange in this bitch, it don't get no better. Just on the quake, we ain't the same. These niggas flakes, playing for keeps, up in the stakes. 365, whatever it takes. Even my miss is never mistakes. I just bop through this shit like it ain't no pressure. I'ma always BG like the seventh letter. Fair exchange in this bitch, it don't get no better.
You wanna know why we not like you niggas? We don't like you niggas, so we don't want no features. You can't get nothing from us. We don't want your beats, we don't want none of that.
If I ever touch the moon, I'm winning. 420 cause it's heaven sent it. Everything is everything in the conversation. Quiet storms when I'm meditating. Caught the red eye with no hesitation. I need a break, I ain't got no patience. See the world, I'm in different spaces. Hold my head onto the sky, that's for inspiration. Stop my feet onto the ground, kick the devil down. Cause I know that he a lie, he can come around. Got a fast from this world, they don't know my style. Didn't fuck with me then, we can fuck now. Always saying no cap, they be all fraud. See the murder race up like it's Die Hard. All they know is get the action, they gon' set it off. And I wanna smoke though, but I can't though. Till I get a bankroll full of pesos. So the therapy gon' be fellatio. And my artwork paint like Picasso. Twilight.
Said her grandfather landscaped until he died on the lawn. They spent his twilight in Boca Raton. She told me how her mother with the stagehand curtains was drawn. And it's to her the spotlight ain't gone. And that's why she never had kids, a refusal to spawn. She couldn't let the lineage live on. She don't had a time or desire for all that. Only thing she growing and making is her racks. Baby reached the gold and extended it. Now them broke hoes be a nemesis. They mad cause she limitless. Came from the jets to the jet, but that rise we ain't witnessing. She act like to the top, she indigenous. Ain't no coming out of a shell, she too tough. Only give a nigga a call, she whole life shower prayers. Now she's stuck in the waves, but if you look at her heart, shit corrupt. Told her school the youngest you should die, but I was taken back by her reply. Fuck, I look like putting them on the plot to teach them hoes to take my spot. I'm not. I guess the road to riches getting narrow for a crab in the barrel, so the game gets sold, not told. She said, nigga, after I done grind out the mud and the cold, now I ain't tryna see my spotlight stroll. What the fuck is up?
Stacking his pay. bird, don't you know?
Don't you know?
I'm living kinda comfortable, you know who it be.
Who it is?
I tell him the Rego with the tank on E.
Oh yeah.
Hey dope, that mouthpiece be so cold. Ho nigga Obama in a slipper and rope. Peace stay on they toes. We be flipping these hoes, scamming folks at they clothes. Got a mouthful of gold. Yeah, you hear me that slapping? Roger that capping. Y'all niggas be capping. Big beats keep it racking. Oh, now we got action. Sliding through on the block. Never sweating the op. They just want what I got. Turn it up, Super Saiyan. 9,000 I be stacking. Ho, what's in the satchel? Nigga, who's asking? From the 94 era, what's up with the player? My credit goes up every time I'm a stunt. Foul play, I'm a blunt. Pass my niggas a blunt. Pass the niggas, they suck. Play the game, it's a hunt. My gut never lies. Keep my money in bunches. Fly nigga all day, sip mimosas at brunches. Yeah, I'm just a hustler on the go.
On the go.
Out here stacking this paper, don't you know?
Don't you know?
I'm living kinda comfortable. You know who it be.
Who it is?
I show him the Rego with the tank on E.
Oh yeah.
We in the building. No Filter Radio. Dope ass music. I'm gonna go ahead and bring on the man that y'all all came to see or came to hear. He travels from coast to coast. He spreads them ladies like butter and toast. He's the OTR general, Brody's daddy. The niggas, he got his skin closed. Ladies and gentlemen, Smoothie Dude.
Yo, fresh haircut, shouty. All of that. Y'all know what time it is. No Filter Boys, No Filter Radio. We in the motherfucking building, Smoothie Dude. Dope ass music. Crush the Catalyst. And my nigga Question, Worldwide Quest, that is. What up, dope? What's he do, my boy?
Yeah, we in the building. You know, just over here, just trying to live life. Trying to live life.
I'm living hey, kind of comfortable.
You know who I be.
Who
I be. Hey.
Yeah.
I had a nice little fire mix to this. Yeah, I had a nice little fire mix. Hey, shout out to Stoney, though. When I came across the Stoney, though, I was like, ooh, I came across the
Stoney.
Oh, yeah,
for sure,
Stoney! Yo, man. Yeah, I love it when I come across a hot track and be like, oh, let me go ahead. And then, And then I went to the archives. I went into the records, and I pulled out that I Want to Get You High Tonight.
You did a little something with that one, my boy. A Spotlight with Nano. Is that on Spotify?
Yeah. So if you notice, this is what I have changed the formula. I am now tagging my co-host in the song. So if it's available on a digital platform, I attach it to the flyer, and that means you can go to Spotify and find that song.
Yes, sir. It's up.
Yeah. So instead of putting y'all in the thing, I'll just tag y'all. And then that way you can always go back to your tag and be like, I like that song. Let me go put it.
Yeah.
Or if you want to, you can even be like, hey, I know who this artist is now. I'm going to follow them. They're going to follow you. And then we get more engagement, you know, get more people involved. So shout out to me for changing the formula. Because we got a new flyer. So I said, since we got a new flyer, I'm going to change the formula. We're going to do it differently this year.
New flyer, who this?
New flyer, who this? Ah, shout out to my nigga Smooth, man. Hey, I'm going to bring on everybody's favorite vertically challenged Dominican nigga out of Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen, the man that's going to sweep you off your feet, ladies, if you let him, if he doesn't suck your feet off. You know, but he got to have pretty feet, though. The Big Titty Bandit, ladies and gentlemen, Crescent Catalyst.
You know what it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold World Chiller, Shadow Week Gorilla, Crescent Catalyst, you can see me with the baddest thing. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hating nigga in Delaware, can rock with no filter. Shit about to get realer. What up, niggas? Oh, and ladies, I've been in the gym a lot lately, so I can sweep you off your feet with one went on. Fuck with me if you want to.
Everybody in the gym. I see you boys, man, trying to be physically fit for 2024 and beyond, man.
Yeah. Hey, shit, I went to the gym yesterday myself, man. It's the first time since September I went to the gym. And I ain't going to lie, man. It's the first week is the hardest goddamn week. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Man. Look, I didn't even go hard. I didn't even go hard in the paint. I was like, all right, I'm just going to
It's the first 30 days. Once you get past those 30 days, it becomes routine.
Well, no, I'm just talking about that first week when you do your when you're sore everywhere, and then the next day when you do legs, you walking around like you got a dookie in your diaper. That's of that first week when you're fucked. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, that is a bitch.
Yeah, bro.
Like, why do I hate life so much right now?
Yeah, bro. Fact. Hey, shout out to Quest. Quest will be on the show at the top of the hour. Shout out to Quest. Shout out to everybody that's tuning online. Shout out to everybody that's tuning on the switchboards. If you want to join into the panel, make sure you press that one. If not, we still going to talk shit. We're going to still chew spit. And if the glove don't fit, it means we didn't kill that bitch. Unless
yes,
we write a book saying that we kill it.
Yeah.
Which we are not going to do because we not stupid.
Yeah, that's still allegedly if we did write a book. But like you say, Crush, I don't think we're not going to write a book.
Yeah, fact. We're definitely
because we not dumb.
Yeah, never scared, but we never dumb. Never scared, but we never dumb.
Big facts.
I'm gonna go to the rumor whisperer. Crush, what the fuck is going on with Diddy and Meek Mills? I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know that shit. I think it's at the point where everybody's name's about to pop up. Is one of those things now. Everybody's name's going to pop up just to see who reacts to it.
I don't even know what's going on. What is actually going on with it? I don't
know. So Diddy got a list of motherfuckers he did what with though? Like what's like
no,
I don't
so,
understand it really
So some dude that somebody that produced with Diddy. Basically he's suing Diddy now for sexual misconduct. I think that's what's on the paperwork. Sexual misconduct, and he's saying in the documents, he's saying, this is how shit go, da 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 da. I fuck this person, and everything, and that's how they got on, and he brought up Meek's name. So this could be all bullshit, but yeah. Right now, just hearsay, but Meek is not making it
any better for himself.
Yeah. He's not making it any better.
I seen the post that said Diddy list going to come out before the Epstein list. I think it's propaganda, though, to get niggas off this shit, though. Because, like, all of a sudden, they was talking about his list was going to drop. The Epstein I'm talking about, and now ain't nobody said nothing about it. All this shit be propaganda, don't it, bruh?
Bruh. Hey, we got Worldwide Quest in the building. Worldwide Quest is in
early.
What's happening, man? Yeah, I mean, it's your boy. It's only live and direct. Fresh Charisma, gang, two times. Black and Brown Management, two times, gang. Shout out to the squad, man. I'm live and direct in the building, man. Straight from the GT Center. Now I see it's out now. Please go stream that. Please go buy that. Real life reaction time. They vibing for the kid. Wham bam. Thank you, man. Shout out to the Guitar Center for putting me on the board today. You know what I mean? They rocking with the kid. They might be there on May 11th. Go get your tickets at itsquestions.com/fresh air. Holla at your boy. It's on.
Try to the promo.
I was going to hate, but I'm going to congratulate. See? Even it's
appreciate
a new
that.
Year. I'm turning off new leaves. Shout
appreciate
out to Bass Music for turning over new leaves. I am going to start hating less in 2024. No.
Appreciate
I'm going to hold on. Let me go ahead and make clarification. I only hate on niggas that I care about and that make and are actually good at shit. I am not going to hate you if you're trash or I don't give a fuck about you.
No, that's facts.
You need to clarify that.
Fuck them niggas, though. You ain't talking about them.
Yeah.
But I get you.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. So, now, I seen on some niggas was really debating on how much they would charge to give up the goodies to Diddy. And
what?
Niggas,
yeah,
was,
pretty good.
They were arguing.
It's pretty good.
But, I mean.
Pretty good.
Now, here's
what part of the internet you be on?
Hey, look, no, we're not even going, like, stop, time out. Mute yourself. We're not even going that route on it. Yeah, we're not
yeah,
even going that route on it. No,
I know there's no filter, but there's two filters.
Yeah, we need to filter that shit. Fuck that.
Once again, y'all is already jumping ahead. I haven't even said anything yet. What I was going to say is...
I don't care.
All right, hold on. Yeah, go ahead, though.
Yeah, okay,
It better be good. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Now, here's what I was going to say. People sell their souls for a lot of things, right? I wasn't going to go
okay.
there. Because that's gay.
All right,
you don't have nothing against the gay community. But that's gay. Like Riley said, nigga, you gay. All right.
Nigga, you gay.
Yeah.
That nigga gay.
Once again, Grindhard Radio and No Filter Radio has nothing against people that want to participate in same sex. That's what you do. Cool. Whatever floats your boat or tickles your pickle. Cool. What we're saying is niggas is selling their souls scraps. For example, how much did Shine get paid for taking that murder rap for Diddy? How much he get paid?
I don't know. That's something you would have to find
well,
out.
Well, he did.
No, they just
of another country. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's different.
How could he do that and he's a felon in the United States? Like, they don't let you leave after
no,
you're felon,
U.S.
Huh?
U.S. and the other countries is different. He
yeah.
believes you.
Now, if you're a felon, they will deport you. If you're a felon, they will deport you. If you're not an
But he's not from there, though, right? He's not from over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's originally from over there. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, allegedly, Diddy paid him $1 million. To take that murder rap. Now here's my question: $1 million is your freedom worth $1 million for the next 10 years? For 10 years, for $1 million, would you do it?
No.
Go ahead. I'm gonna start.
No, because $1 million today ain't $1 million in 10 years. That is incorrect. No, it's not worth.
I think I honestly think it was more to that than that.
For sure. Probably the presidency.
All I'm just asking is, would a nigga do 10 years?
$1 million for 10 years? No, that's $100,000 a year. No.
Yeah, that's crazy. No. Look, I go get my CD. I go get my CD other day. Who fucking
plays? Yeah, I can make that. I can make more than that working, being free, getting some pussy, watching TV, eat what I want.
Boy.
All right. So
eat pussy if I want to.
Yeah, gourmet pussy too. Ain't just regular pussy. Ain't you know, this ain't no
pussy.
Pussy.
Bro,
yes, sir.
Hey, we got to write that down, bro.
Yeah. Gourmet pussy. This ain't regular pussy. This is Pousse.
He's eating gourmet pussy all 2024.
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, it's P-U-S-S-E with the little dash
with
over
the little
dog.
Yeah.
With a little hyphen. With the accent.
Pousse.
With the accent. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the accent.
Yeah, with the accent. Yeah, with the accent.
Pousse.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah. Every once in a while I hit you boys up with something. You know what I'm talking about? I got some game. It was my turn today.
Yeah.
I would like that Pousse a la carte.
Pousse a la carte. Yeah, a la carte. Yes, sir. Nah, but I'm definitely not selling.
It's more of a dessert. So Pousse a la mode.
No, I don't want no kind of mode on my Pousse. I won't. Yeah. I won't.
That's just ice cream.
I know. It messes up the pH balance.
I ain't gonna lie. That's a full course meal. You get the right one. I'm just saying. <on the Gucci one. laughs>
You are right.
You are right.
Yeah. That's a full meal. I'm talking about appetizers, meal, and dessert. You get the right one.
You can try
the entree and dessert.
Yes, you can't air fry the Pousse,
smooth. Huh? You can't air fry the Pousse, smooth.
No, you can't. I'm just saying, but you get that right one. I done had some right ones. I'm talking about
you marinate it right.
Yes, sir.
It's not a roast, my nigga. What are you gonna do? Put the Pousse in a crock pot, my nigga?
No, listen. You dick batter it for about 30 minutes, and then it's marinated. Crush was on or something, dope. You just tripping. You got dick batter that motherfucker, man.
Mm-hmm.
Get that bitch tender.
See that shows he won't be marinating it.
Yeah,
get it nice and tender. That damn me.
No, I fillet my Pousse. I fillet my Pousse, bitch. I do not.
Yeah,
I don't.
You gotta let marinate.
You
gotta let marinate. That's how you unlock all the juices.
Yeah, exactly.
See, again, a nigga that don't cook, won't know.
Well, Crush, you gotta get it. And tender, and then goddamn it, then you dive in.
Facts. Again, a nigga that don't cook won't know that.
Yeah. Big batter it just right, because if you over batter it, you know what I'm talking about, it's gonna be tough, and you don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want I want my Pousse well done. Nigga, you don't know how to do no Pousse.
No, I need
well done.
I need my shit medium, with the pink still showing.
Medium rare. Ooh, I need medium rare, baby.
Facts.
Medium rare.
Facts.
Yeah. Oh, we going to clap that up.
Yeah. Man, we are some fucking fools, bro, but we real, though. I'm just the boys.
Yeah, we all one day.
Hey, I got an announcement, and I know it's going to... Just a brief moment of silence. This is a real deal. So, last year, y'all know, well, y'all might not have known. Last year, BJ lost his pops, his biological father, last year. I just got word maybe 20 minutes ago. It's been on my mind. He just lost his stepfather. So, a moment of silence for Dre. He was a musician at St. Mark. Yeah, he was one of the lead musicians at St. Mark. He just passed away. So thoughts and prayers go out to BJ and his family. Yeah, because that's crazy. You know, two father figures in a year is nuts. So brief moment of silence. All right, fellas, I appreciate that.
Condolences.
I love you, Quest, but you kind of did fuck up. You know, like I can't even talk about Pusey right now, bro. I feel kind of awkward talking about Pusey.
I get it. I just had to one time.
Yeah,
we
gonna go back on Pusey.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. All right,
man. Okay, now we
got to stop. Be like that, though. We'll figure it out, bro.
Don't. I mean, give it another 15 minutes. We can go back to it. Give it another 15 minutes.
We definitely coming back to the Pusey because I don't think you understand how the difference in beer dick batter and that beat up that you talking about that tough. Leave it at that. Now. We'll come back to it, though. What's the next topic, though? We definitely coming back to the next hour, though.
We definitely. Shit, I had it on my head and then punching Quest. I had, God dog it, because I definitely wanted to talk about it, because I don't really want to talk about the Drake and Tory Lanez, because I really don't give a fuck about Tory Lanez or fucking Drake. I don't even give a fuck.
Hey, look, y'all see, like, the Broncos finally let Future Steps. Future kid, stepdaddy go. I can't think his name right now. What is
you
his
mean
real
Russell
name?
Wilson.
I can't think. Yeah, Russell Wilson. Yeah. I couldn't think of his name, but I knew that was, yeah. But, yeah, they just let him go today. That shit was crazy, like out of nowhere.
Yeah, when it rains, it pours. So, look, here's what. Now, this is the crazy thing. Remember all the ladies was calling this nigga corny. The nigga loves this woman dearly, took another man's son, adopted it as his own, has never disrespected her, there's no scandals about her, about him, and all you hoes called this six to nine figure nigga corny.
Nah.
But yet, you'll go with JoJo down the block who fucking door dashes in your car for 3 hours a day because
he's
not corny. I was
watching Million Dollar Worth of Game, a clip. Now, they said, I think it was Wallow. They was talking, no, it was Gilly. He was talking about how these women like bums. Then Wallow was like, yeah, these hoes like a man that they can control. If you overpower or overbear them, they don't like this shit. They don't like they say they want to be led and submit, but these hoes really don't want that, bro.
Oh,
I kind of
my nigga Smooth. Ooh, my nigga Smooth opened the can of worms.
Hey, look, I seen a post. It says Mexican men make $3 an hour and got the most submissive women. That's crazy.
I'm on the 20, right there at the little intersection of 20 and Collins, right? There's a family of Hispanic people. The dad and the son be on one side, the mom and the daughter be on the other side, selling the flowers. They be out there all day. One day I go to the Jack in the Box that's right around the corner, sitting right there's a Jack in the Box. They're in there eating, right? So, you know, I don't buy the flowers when I'm on the freeway. I don't have cash. What the fuck I look like? I don't have cash. Y'all niggas need to get a cash. Look, all you bums are people that want to sell shit. It is 2024. Nobody has cash anymore. If you don't get you a QRC code or some shit or a cash app, because you're going to starve. Niggas don't carry cash no more. I don't know what to say. But anyway, I go over there. The wife was rubbing this man's shoulders and professing her love to this man, and they is on the but you hoes out here, let me start preaching. I'm going to start preaching now.
Yeah.
God damn it, Smooth got me started. Smooth got me started.
Hoes.
Look,
yeah.
How do you know how to treat, how do you know what a good man is if your mama didn't have a good man? I'll wait.
No. Here are the floodgates.
I have
your
a caveat
didn't know what
this.
A good man. Okay. Questions gonna have a caveat, but once again, if children learn by sight and by mimicking what their parents do, if I'm a female and my mom, I see niggas dogging my mom, or I see my mom dogging niggas, things that happen, either A, because women in a household It don't matter if you do the shit right. You have to do the shit right her way. For example, if I want to change the tire, right? I'm going to change the tire. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to change this tire, put the spare on, and then we're going to drive over here to get the new tire. She's like, well, we can just sit here for 45 minutes to an hour, wait for AAA. They're going to change the tire, and then we can go on about our business. Well, I'm a man. I'm just going to change the fucking tire. You'll get into an argument, and she's not doing shit any fucking way. Or you got to wash the dishes. Now, if you wash the dishes, you can't just wash the dishes, and it doesn't matter if they're clean. You got to put the dish water here, and you got to rinse the dishes over here. You can't run the water while you're rinsing the dishes. You got to wait until you have enough dishes in the other side, not in the dishwasher water, to rinse them off and then put them in. It has to be her way, or there'll be a fight. My point is, a lot of women do like, because they're used to raising sons, right? So they like men that they can control. But also, most men that are okay with allowing their women to treat them a specific way because they had mothers that treated them that way.
That's not true. I ain't going to say all the way this either, because it was me and my mom. And some of the same shit you just said, my mama made me, how to wash dishes. But I wash dishes like that now, though. But long story short, I don't agree with that, because I don't even want a bitch to take care of me like my mama did, and I'm an adult.
Oh,
now, at first, when it's 30,
your mama has not taken care of you, Smooth. Your mama ain't taken care of you since you was 14 years old.
No, listen, bro. No, yeah, bro. You wasn't there. Yeah, bro. Yeah. So I was like 18. Yeah, but I was hustling. I got caught. Remember, I was telling you, I got took out. Like, I made my own money, but my mama made sure I ate. Long as I washed dishes and came with straight A's, it was whatever I wanted. Like, she took care of me. Yeah, bro. Till I got an adult, and I moved out, and I couldn't just come back and get took care of like that. So that's when I started living off bitches. Like I say, till I was about 28, like, nah, I can't. This ain't what you want. Because the bitch gonna try to control you. So like I say, that's when I moved to Texas and was like, all right, 32. I'm like, nah, I can't do this no more. I've been living off of me since 32, 31. And that's where it's like, I don't want to live like that no more, where the bitch got the control. Now I'm gonna make sure, what you saying now? I got me now. I never go back to that. I can't, hell no. When once us niggas realize that, it might be harder to keep a female or whatever you want to call it, because these hoes like this shit. I'd rather do it the way I'm doing it since 31, 32, than the way I did it from 31 to 22, going backwards.
Professor Quest, would you like to jump in there?
So, yeah, you said one thing right, and I thought I had a caveat for that. So let's say you were saying this is the only caveat that could happen, because it is happening frequently, right? Let's say the mother, I'm going to use my girl for example. Her dad died as a kid, right? So she's not going to have that male representation that some other women may have seen or had. Her mom didn't remarry or no shit like that. So for the instances like that, and I'm not sure, maybe I'm moving the goalposts, right? I don't think so, but I think this applies, because sometimes this happens in the household. Like, the pops pass or not there, and shit, it's just a part of how they kind of get to it. And they had to figure it out. But I also think that's why so many independent, quote-unquote, women hold that masculine shit, because they got to be the man and the woman, you know, growing up from some parts. So, yeah, you're going to have the women that's stern and shit like that, but it's only because they don't know how to be a man. Like, they can't teach a man how to be a man, but they can teach a man how to be responsible. But I still think some women can teach men how to be partial to, you know, men.
I don't mean to stop you. I think it's today the best to they want a man to be.
Correct.
So I don't really agree with that. I don't agree with that.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, so you're absolutely right, but let's say, for instance, you didn't really get with your pops until later in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you learned some of the things from the street, from your partners, from observing, right? Those something that your mom can't stop that. That you had a natural aptitude to learn the street culture like that. That's just a part of our environment. We became a product of our environment, right? I'm going to be honest. My pops was there for majority of my life. You know what I'm saying? But I experienced life differently because I moved at a young age. Nigga, I moved to New York. So I'm learning completely different shit. I'm learning what the trap really like in New York. I'm learning what strip clubs and shit like in New York, in Jersey City. I'm seeing the craziest shit of my life in the East Coast. You know, my mom and them don't know the type of shit that I really seen and experienced. My partners do because we talked about it the other day. Y'all know. But my mom and them don't know the extreme shit that I went through when I was in New York. You know what I'm saying? Then, boom, I went to Florida. That's another thing. There was some different extreme shit that I got with. So, yeah, my pops was there, but pivotal points in my life, and I'm in different states learning. Same thing. When I went to Cali, oh, that turned me up. And Smooth, no. We T-shirt shot it. You know what I'm saying? It was completely different when I was in Cali. So, you know.
All right, so here was my point.
No,
right?
Hold on. Wait. I got one. I see where all y'all are getting y'all points, and I respect y'all points. My point is, motherfuckers just want somebody they can control, men and women. A lot of people can't deal with somebody that's actually their equal.
I don't know about that, my boy. I don't want to control nobody. That's crazy. You know what control really means? Control make you like a narcissist and it's a power struggle.
And a lot of people have narcissistic tendencies.
Yeah, but are we speaking of the real term?
It may not be to the full. It may not be to the full medical standard, but a lot of people try to emulate that because a lot of people want to control the relationship so they don't get hurt in the relationship. They go in it with fear. So if I can control the situation, I'm better off. I'm better if I can't get hurt. A lot of women will deal with a bum ass nigga because she can control that bum ass nigga.
Okay.
Oh, you need me. You need me to survive. And a lot of niggas, I need her to survive. A lot of niggas will dumb down for a chick that he can control. And a lot of women will deal with that. Like, he lacing me this, that, and third, and everything. I wouldn't be shit without him. I don't have no income. I don't have no friends. This is really when it comes to niggas. Like, a nigga will take a girl from everything she know and love just so she's completely dependent on him. That's the sickest ass nigga.
Let me intervene. I don't think this is what Dope was talking about, though.
Yeah, I doubt.
I mean,
I doubt. What I was actually talking about was, for example, you heard what Quest said. He says that sometimes women have to be the man and the woman of the house, right? Have you ever heard a father say, "I gotta be the man and the mother of the house"?
But I'm saying, some of them choose to do that shit. Some don't have to do it.
A woman doesn't have to get out of her femininity. The reason why she's not in her femininity is because she's choosing not to be in her femininity. A woman doesn't have to be hard. She don't. She can still be in, but the shit like we say, "Oh, well, I'm the mom and the dad." No, you're not the mom and the dad. You're just the fucking mom. And you're not a single mother. You're a single woman that has a kid. The dad's right there. Well, you're not no single mom.
But what if the dad ain't there right there? And that's a lot. And that's a lot in most cases.
All right. So I was having this discussion with my therapist about 4 weeks ago, right? She said, "How many black children have seen a loving male woman relationship, and how many children have seen a black man leave the household?" Right? And I'm like, well, for me, now this is just for me, okay? I see my father, I see my uncles. This is all I know. But you go on my sister's side, all her aunties are single women, successful single women, right? So you go on my brother's side, his mom passed from drugs. His uncle passed from drugs. My uncle James Earl, you know that nigga old. Him and his wife, they've been together for like 60 years. Because we don't get to see it, right? How are you going to instill this in your children if they haven't seen it?
Yeah, we're all just going off of, we all pretty much winging this shit. I've never seen a healthy relationship in my entire life.
So I wouldn't say that my father and my stepmom's relationship is healthy. I wouldn't say that. But I have seen from the time I was a child, my dad, I've never seen my dad hit a woman. I've never seen my dad cuss at a woman. He's always taken care of his kids. I've always seen him take care of the household. This is all I know. So for me, I view
things differently. You're lucky.
See. But then here I go with my kids. All my kids come from, I hate to say it, but my kids come from broken homes. I'm not with none of their moms.
Whose fault is that?
It is definitely my fault. It is my fault. And the reason why I say it's my fault.
Hold on before you keep going. Our reason I said that was because I'm glad you took accountability, but another thing I'm saying is, like, what could you maybe have done different sort of work? Or do you think you could have done something different now that you're older to make it work?
Now that I'm older.
Now
that I'm older, the things that would have made my relationship work with my ex-wife is I had respect for her.
Now you're going overboard. Like, I wouldn't expect you to say it, but I guess if you want to, you can. That was a yes or no question, really. But go ahead.
No. You said you asked me what would I have done differently. I would have had respect for my wife. I'm not saying it as a diss. I'm just saying that was the problem. I didn't have respect for my wife. So if I don't have respect for my wife, I'm not going to value her. I'm not going to reverence her. I'm not going to do all these things for my wife because I didn't have it. Because the way that the relationship started, right? So with my daughter's mom, right, my daughter's mom, I had respect for her. My problem is she didn't have any ambition, right? She was perfectly okay sitting on Section 8, getting her $250 a month, and her ambition just it wasn't there, right? And I just cannot mire in mediocrity. It's just not me. It's just not me, right? So my problem was I was picking women for what they look like, not what I would, what I was, not for what they brung out in me. Like there was nothing, they didn't add anything to me. They just took from me versus the women now, what they're adding to me. They're making me better. I am a better man every time I get with the next woman. I ain't never had before.
Round of applause.
I'm processing.
Yeah, you should have gave yourself a round of applause. We just letting this sit in.
Because Lord knows.
Don't get twisted. Hey, y'all, I still, because y'all bitches didn't appreciate me. So I'm still going to say that. I'm still going to say it. You didn't appreciate me. You know, saying you thought I was just an average nigga, and I'm definitely not average. I'm above average. I'm grade A. This is the grade A nigga over here. Y'all still in the same place where y'all was. I'm not. It's cool. All
right. My black ass be going off of shit. I think I should have saw as growing up.
Yeah. I be wanting to see some of them hoes that thought they was. Oh, I love it. It brings my heart joy when I see them. They all bummy looking, all toe at. Oh, you got four kids? Oh, damn. Where the daddy at? Oh, you don't know? Shit. Yeah, nah, yeah. I'm just on my way to work. Yeah.
I'm going to stall them out.
I'm never stall them out. Every
No, I was talking about you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait a second, Chris. You don't like, that was the only reason why I went to my high school reunion. There was like only two kids that still look good. And we're doing well. The rest of them, shit.
Yeah, if I went on my high school reunion, I would have broken to pieces. Is this that one? It's a lot of them. It's a lot of them that are like, oh, really? That's how you feel? But one, it's always that one that got away. She would have been.
I mean, women really get away? Really? Women, they really get away?
You mean you made
a bad choice and it was your fault. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No,
I didn't apply pressure. It's completely my fault. I didn't apply pressure.
Hold on. When I say that, I mean like I didn't take them serious. I thought they was all for granted. That's the word I'm going to use.
I thought I had time. And I thought I was doing more than I actually was.
I say her first name. It's a chick named Alexis. Like, I should have took her way more serious. She doing very well. Like, I seen it back then, though, but smooth being smooth.
Mm-hmm. What was it that about her that you didn't like? Or what was it that didn't send the light bulbs off in your head, smooth?
Nah, I was fucking with different hoes. Like,
I mean, we was all fucking, but, I mean, there's always, like, now, this is me. I always take the best option at the time.
Yeah. Hold on, y'all.
Oh, shit. Where did Quest go? We missing Quest and we missing Spook?
No, I'm here. I'm just counting down.
But we was waiting for you to jump in there, Quest. You ever well, no, because you actually got the one that got away, though, Quest. That's the Quest for getting the
Thank
one
you.
That got away.
Thank you. Jesus, thanks.
Hey,
hey, baby.
Hey,
baby. Yes, sir. Shout out to baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, jobs, women, look, niggas be doing women dirty, like, a lot of times. But it's because, now, here's one thing that I see. This is just my personal opinion, so please don't crucify the cast for my personal opinion, right? Women get lowbrow niggas because they don't expect anything from them, right? Because if you have a highbrow nigga, that means you got to compete. You got a lowbrow nigga, you ain't got to really worry about competing. And the only thing that he's still going to cheat, but, I mean, he ain't going to. A lowbrow nigga is definitely going to cheat. They cheat
You're
more
right.
than a highbrow
You're
nigga.
Right. You're right. Okay.
Because they fucking for survival. Like,
crazy.
Like they gotta lay that pipe in order for to make sure that they get clothes, they get shoes, they get food, they get shelter. This highbrow nigga, he fucking for. He don't even, matter of fact, lady. He don't even. Now most. Okay, I'm gonna speak on me, right? I care if you come. Some niggas don't care. When they're highbrow, look, hey, you're here for my sexual gratification. Really don't care if you come. But I do care because when you talk to your homegirls in the group text, I don't want no slander on my name. So I care.
Boy.
I definitely care. On that first night, I am slaughtering the Pusse. The Pusse is going to be like a three-way call. Right, I am talking to the Pusse, tearing it up. Now, the second time
this
I
nigga said three-way call, he did.
Call.
I had to make sure Pusse. I heard that right. This nigga just saying a three-way call.
And a gourmet Pusse, pass that Pusse.
Yeah, Pusse. Yeah. I don't understand men that on their very. It's just like an interview, right? If you go in there, let's just say, matter of fact, you go in there and you have a 2-3 minute interview, right? If you got enough game and you have the situation set up right, she will give you a second opportunity. But if it's trash, and you start seeing her put her clothes on, is she still, but, you know, because we've all been there. I know I've been there. I don't know about y'all. But I know I've been there where I got a little bit too excited. It was 2-3 minutes. My bad. But she stayed and gave a nigga another chance. And then I knocked it out the box. There's just some, you know, in them early 20s, when you're in the early 20s, when you really don't have a control like you're supposed to have a control, you get in there and, boy, that thing, ooh. And you try to gummy her to an orgasm, it don't work. So then you just got like, all right, look, wait right here. Give me about 20, 30 minutes. I got you. But shout out to the girls, though, that really fuck with you, that get you back right in them 10 minutes. Man, shout out to y'all. There's a special.
That see the potential in you?
Shout out
oh, my
to
God.
There's a special place in heaven for y'all. Where you know we and then you was like, I'm not even gonna hold that against you, my guy. I know you got potential. I see the Jordan in you. I see the Jordan in you. So I'm gonna get you back right in 5 to 10 minutes so you can go ahead and show me what you got. There's a special place in heaven for you, ladies.
Right.
I need one of y'all in my life
because when this once this streak once I get to the point where I can end this streak, I'm going to need a good two rounds to get back right. It's been a minute. So I'm going to need about 2-3 rounds to get right. But I won't. I will not quit on you. I will not quit on you.
I won't quit on you. Throw in the towel, Rocky. Throw in the towel.
Nope. I will die in it.
He said I'm going to die in a Pousse. Hey, are you back?
Pousse, you better act right.
Oh.
You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. We can hear you, Smooth. Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to my nigga, Smooth, man. Hey, I definitely would say, yeah, special place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I said that special place is right next to the mothers of the church.
Ooh.
They right next to the mothers of the church.
They
the ones that get you back right. Yeah, the
Ooh.
Ones that get
yeah.
you back right. Don't even be, because it ain't too many of them hoes, bro. It ain't too
nah.
many.
It's not.
They got a light. For one, they got to like, you got to like them to even really want to get back on. Like, you know, I mean,
yeah.
shit, I ain't going to lie. I done came quick on the bitch, and it's been like, all right, bitch, fuck it. I got mine. Like, I hope you got yours.
Nah,
like,
but you know, when you know you got that one, you know how you know you got that one? And it happened. Damn, you fuck up. You like, damn, my bad. And she says this beautiful sentence. Don't worry, I got you. The gates have had them open.
I've never had that conversation. It's just
what?
You know what I mean? I've never had that conversation.
I agree with you on that. I make sure that the chick get her nut before I nut, even if I'm finna come quick.
Oh, yeah, I'll eat her alive first.
What?
Okay, all right, so I'm just a different kind of animal, right? So here's dope-ass music. Dope-ass music is not eating pussy on the first date, just letting you know. But you are sucking dick on the first date.
See, that's a horrible double standard.
I don't know who you're
saying.
All right,
look.
If the vibe is right, Crush is going out to eat.
I ain't going to say, like we've been talking for a minute or whatever, and we've been flirting, seeing what it looked like, you know, all of that. We've been vibing for, I might, and we ain't fucked yet, and then it's the first time we fucking, I may. But if I meet you, like, tonight, and I'm going to eat your box tonight, no.
Oh, no, not that.
Okay, I was starting to get worried about you, Chris. I'm like, nigga, you just going to just eat the box?
No, we got to have some little connection.
We got to have a little bit of a rapport. We have to have a little bit of rapport.
Yeah.
Like, if we've been talking for a minute, but the first date bomb, yeah, I'll do it. But we had to been talking for a little
bit. You know what's crazy? Every chick that I've ever been in a long-term relationship with did not suck my dick on the first date.
I can believe that, because, like, you don't want them stuck. Like, your main chick, like, I don't know. It's something about that, too. Well, I used to be about that. Let me say that. I used to be like that. I don't want my main chick sucking my dick. But now, like, it's like, now, like, yeah, and I'm going to kiss you in the mouth, bitch. It's my shit. Like, my main chick.
That's on God.
Now, but back in the day, I didn't want my main chick sucking my dick. But now, yeah, bitch, you gonna suck this dick good, or I'm gonna go somewhere else. I'm gonna kiss you in the mouth when you get through. Fuck it. But you gonna eat this dick up, bitch, just like I like it. Or the other hoe gonna do it. You better. You will want to. You wanna gobble this motherfucker up, right?
But now here's the thing with the chick that don't suck the dick on the first night, right? When she do suck it, the best dick suckers are the ones that don't suck your dick on the first night.
Because they know their power.
I'm just, Yeah, that's just my and my. So you know, with me, now here's the thing. Like, right, I like a chick that's, you know what I mean? Like, she's private. You know what I'm saying? I like her quiet. I love fucking ratchet bitches. I don't want to be with a ratchet bitch.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. There is no peace in your home if your girl is ratchet. There is no peace. I like peace and quiet in my house. Like, I don't like, and even now I have seen it where a chick is a certain particular way, and then she transforms because chicks will always pick up whatever your vibe is. They'll pick it up and they'll start moving in that direction. That's why their lingo will start changing, right? They'll start taking your words, and then all of a sudden you start seeing that their mannerisms start changing, right? It's an adaptive trait by women for their men. If she doesn't take on your trait, that means you're not him. You're not him. Oh, hey, shout out to Razor, man. We got Razor in the building. What's happening, Raze?
Yo, what's good, family?
Hey, Ray's in the video. Hey, Ray's been listening for a minute. What you got, Ray?
Ain't shit. I just was tapping in with y'all boys listening to y'all talk that shit.
we definitely got to put Razor on a new word for pussy, though, for that exotic pussy. It ain't pussy no more. It's pussy. P-U-S-S-E with the apostrophe over it.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. You need to put that in the bottle it up, and put it in the store. That needs to be bottled and sold in the store. Give me some pousse with my rosé.
Ooh! Hey, bro,
I like that.
I need my pousse medium rare, please. Medium rare. Medium rare, please. Don't air fry my pousse.
Who came up with pousse?
Man,
who the dude?
Boy, who you think? Your boy?
My dog. My dog.
Yes, sir. We just shoot.
Now, give me that spelling one more time, though.
It's P-U-S-S-E with the accent above the E. Pousse.
Pousse.
Oh, yeah, that's.
And then if you want to get really jazzy with it. If you want to get really jazzy with it, you call it Pusacy. You know what I mean? He made that Pusacy. Pass that Pusacy. Spending all the bucks on this. Just to be like, nigga, you ain't up. Oh, my bad. I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah, no.
And it's Pusacy for the ratchet bitches. Because you know they never pronounce shit right.
They don't pronounce it right.
You know, I got that Pusacy.
Yeah, I heard that.
And let me ask everybody on the panel something right quick. This on some different shit.
What's up,
does everybody on the show fuck with the Jordan brand? Everybody fuck with Jordan?
For the most part. Yeah.
All right. So what's the best retro Jordan number that was released in y'all's opinion?
Ooh.
That's hard.
I got my own opinion.
I just wanted to see what niggas was gonna really like fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Like which number?
I'm gonna say this first. 1 through 14 are the best. Anything over there, I don't really like. But if I had to pick one, like my all-time favorite, and this is just me on nostalgic reasons, are the 13s.
That's me too. I fuck with the 13s. I wanted to see if I was the only one.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, what you got?
Again, smooth is right. I don't particularly care for the 14s like that. So mine is 1 through 13. But if I had to pick one, I'm probably going with the 11s. 11s.
Yeah.
11s. Levis go crazy.
And I'm going to tell you this. My honorable mention is them Sixers. I like them Sixers. Really, like, really, bro, it's hard for me to just say one, bro.
Yeah. Cause
like you say, the one through, because I like the tens. Now I tell you,
the tens go crazy.
Like, yeah, I like the tens. I like
y'all
boys say
the tens go
like,
crazy.
Yeah, bro,
tens go crazy.
The ten, like, I ain't gonna lie, the tens the most comfortable is Jordan to me, bro. Put your foot in some
tens. No cap. Hey, I got a few pair of threes. Hold up, no. I got a few pair of fours. Fours comfortable.
Yeah, that's
two.
Fours are
oh my
favorite. Fours are my favorite.
I remember four of them.
It is. It's something about the thing on the side. Like I remember, like it's just
the fours are the ones that used to look like Junior Seau's.
No, I'm gonna have to show you.
Ooh, wait a second. What you know about them Junior Seau's, bro? Shout out to my nigga Razor for bringing up Junior Seau's, man. Makes you know, hey. I ain't gonna lie. I used to love the Ewings too, man. I ain't gonna lie. I used to love the Ewings. I used to love the Barclays.
I feel so out of place because all my friends are sneakerheads, but me.
You don't fuck with sneakers like that, man.
I've never been a sneakerhead. My sister is a sneakerhead, and I'm not. Like, I don't know. It's just something that it just never clicked with me.
I ain't want to fuck up the vibes. I just was curious because, you know what I'm saying, I love the Jordans, and the 13's always been my shit. I wanted to see if it was only me.
Yeah. My first pair of Jordans was the Jordan 5s with the gray reflector in the front. That was my first pair of Jordans.
I got to look that up. I don't even know what a Jordan 5 looked like, man.
I got a pair of Jordans. I just don't know where they are. Juana got them for me for my birthday one year. And they were like a collector's item, so I never wore them. So they're like in my closet somewhere. I just don't know where.
The Jordan 5s don't even look like Jordans like that.
Yeah, no, that was my first one. $110. I remember from Foot Locker. $110.
How long ago was that?
1990.
Jesus Christ, bro. By the time I was wearing Jordans, you couldn't get a pair for under 150.
Yeah.
No, I ain't going to lie. I'm in and out because I just heard that. I'm right here checking in again. I ain't going to lie, Razor one. When I first started wearing them hoes, look at the eBay shit. Them hoes were 100, 110, just depending on the Jordan. But I got 5 years on you, though. I got 5 years on you, though.
I'm about to say that might be before my time, bro, because I ain't never seen a pair of Jordan, not a day counted for under 150.
Look, 89, 79. Yeah, my first pair of Jordans was some 13. That's the size of my time. Hey, Dope, I'll be right back. Don't see you checking in. He's trying to tell me what I need to do.
Yeah, man, for sure. I got you.
Hey, but my bad, though. Y'all go ahead and continue on the pool station.
No,
oh,
you know filter,
yeah,
bro. Don't act like that, bro.
He got the shits and giggles segment. Look, that's my shit, Raze. I ain't gonna lie. Like, it reminds me of myself back in the day. That's why I spoke with you, Ray, because the shit you be talking about, I'd be like, see, I definitely would say something like that.
I'd just be on some real shit.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It is okay. Shout out to the person at, okay. Can a man genuinely love more than one woman?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The worst time to find out that you can love another woman is when you're in a relationship.
Is when you're in love with the woman.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yo, that shit is so fucking. Oh my god.
Oh my
You mean just like, man, one of them please fuck up because I can't do this shit.
And they pulling you in two directions. You're like,
like nigga, choose.
You got it, but you got to make the decision. You got to make the decision between before Valentine's Day. If you don't make it before Valentine's Day, you're. Now here's where some of you niggas fuck up. Y'all, the new one that you love, you don't tell her about the other one. That's where you fuck up at. If it's not gonna go anywhere, because if you tell the new one that you got a chick and she says I don't give a fuck, there's a special.
Nah, she's gonna ruin your life. She's gonna ruin your life.
But she will ruin your life, though. She's definitely gonna ruin your life, though. You're different.
Yeah, any chick that says she don't give a fuck, when you got a chick, yeah, she gonna be the one. She gonna ruin your life. That's why I don't deal with multiple bitches no more.
Well, I've seen it play on both ways. I've seen it where the other chick, because she's not a side chick. Because she's a main chick. But you're in a complicated situation, so she's definitely not a side chick. Because you care about your side chick, but you don't really love your side chick, right? When you love two women at the same time, and the first one, like, there's really no bad qualities of the first one. It's just you happen to like this one more. Like, that sucks. Oh God, it sucks, man. It happened to me. It happened to me about 2-3 times in my life. And I'm like, God. And you feel bad too, because eventually you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision eventually. You try to hold out for it. The first 30 days is wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah, man. No, don't even entertain that shit, dude. But that shit happened to niggas. I see it all the time. Niggas be in love with two shorties, and they be hard. I hope I gotta take this shit.
That's something I always hear people saying that you can't love two people at the same time. That's the fuck you can't.
Now, ladies, it's a little bit more complicated with you guys, right? Because y'all go so hard in the paint, if you go hard in the paint for one nigga, you can't go hard in the paint for the other nigga. You start checking out. Man, come on, Chris.
Hold on,
come on, Chris.
Hold on. I'm gonna let you finish.
All right.
Let's hear your reason.
All right. So here's the thing, right? Usually, a woman cheats emotionally first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she just emotionally. So her vagina and her heart are usually attached, right? So her feelings and her vagina are usually attached if she's a good quality woman. And then mentally, if she's checked out, as the man that's on the other end of that, what do you think that you're getting? Are you think you're getting a top A quality chick, or are you basically fucking a corpse?
You got a point.
There is nothing worse than an unemotionally attached woman. Oh, they are the worst. Those are the kind of chicks that will sit there and be like, they go wash their shit up in the sink and be like, all right, I'm gonna hit. Like, there is nothing worse than a chick that just gets up and leaves out your house after fucking you. Don't leave out my, look, you spend the night, bitch. If you don't come with your spin-a-night bag, we not fucking. You not coming to my house and just think you're going to pop up and fuck me and then leave. Not unless we had a joint agreement, like, all right, hey, you're going to come over, we're going to get this quickie, but I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to get comfortable, but if you get in the bed, you go take the shower, I mean, you get in the bed, I knock it out, and then you just be like, all right, my nigga, I'll see you later. Nah. Nah.
Sound like a good time to meet.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking like Marcus Raven. And Boomerang. I'm going to be looking like Marcus and Boomerang, but he had the blanky clutch.
Yeah. I like my women emotionally attached. Now, I will fuck an unemotionally attached chick at her house or at a motel. You're not fucking me at my house not happening. Now, there's nothing better than just getting some accidental. Shout out to the accidental coochie. If you don't know what accidental coochie is, it's when you stumble into the coochie. You didn't even know. You don't even know how you got it, but you're like, oh shit, you gonna let me fuck? Like, oh, you gonna let me fuck?
Dog, man. Yo, accidental coochie is just.
Because
you're like, damn, I wasn't even expecting this, but okay, you feel so accomplished.
I'm like, oh, okay. So like, one time, I go to the homegirl's house, right? I'm not smashing the homegirl, right? I'm not smashing the homegirl, but. Cousin comes into town, right?
Mm.
Boom, boom, boom. So we're sitting there, we're chopping it up, and she's like, hey, I'm about to go to the store. Do you want anything? And the cousin was like, no. She's like, do you guys want to go? She said, no, I'm going to stay here with him. Accidental coochie. Accidental coochie. Oh, God. Oh, God, the accident. The homegirl left. Her cousin was like, "Bruh, shout out to accidental coochie. You didn't have to do no work. You wasn't expecting the work to be there. And when they're not now, accidental coochie happens all the time when a bitch is ugly, right? That happens all the time. But when a bitch is fine, and you get accidental coochie, those are godsends right there." Fine accidental coochie. What did it say on the Vulture album? What did it say, Quest?
Bad big titty bitches don't fall out the sky, you know.
Bruh, I'm telling you, man. And this only happened to me about maybe 3 or 4 times in my life. Just
I'm
A1.
Not gonna lie, it has happened to me more than you think. Quest is my witness.
Oh, God.
Quest is my witness. They will pray. They can and will fall in your lap, brother, if you just.
Hey,
they fall
at
the sky, you know.
Were you smoothing, though? Like, I'm talking about with no pre-smoothing, though. No pre-smoothing.
I'm broke questioning it, bro. Yes, Christian will tell you, bro. I'm smooth. That's why my name is Smooth, bro.
That nigga.
Yo,
smooth.
Hold on. This brings up a great question because this has happened to me. Have you ever fucked up some accidental pussy?
Never. I've never fucked up accidental pussy.
No, sir. Ever. Not once.
No, sir.
Smooth is my witness. Again, Smooth is my witness. I'm going to just chill out. Boy, Smooth my witness. No.
I have missed some accidental pussy. I never fucked it up.
No.
I've fucked it up.
We all stars over here, man. We ain't missing nothing. We ain't missing meals, boy. We ain't missing nothing over here. My team, my niggas, we ain't missing nothing, man. These other niggas were like,
I guess I'm not a part of this team then. Damn. Okay.
Look, man, me and Smooth Splash Bros, we not going to really meet. If he called me, I'm sacked. If that's the case,
Vice versa, Jordan, Pippen, whatever great duo.
Whatever
duo you want to say, bro, that's us.
I don't think nobody wants to be alone anymore. You know, somebody asked me the question. They was like, my pops asked. My pops said, hey, he said, is Smooth still single? I said, yeah. And he's like, well, we're getting older. Why is Smooth okay with being single? And I was like, think about it. If I'm on the road 30 to 45 days out of the week, who wants to have a woman sitting at the house waiting for me? I wouldn't want
beautiful to. Beautiful big titty black bitches, they fall out the sky, you know. They definitely fall out the sky, bro. Don't let nobody
I'm only going to be at the house for the max a week. You think I'm about to have a quality relationship being at home 1 week in 2 months?
Yeah, boy.
The relationship is the last thing that's on my mind.
Yes, sir. Dope, you got a very valid point, my boy.
That is a very valid point
that leads to Smooth. Don't you want somebody at some point?
I ain't really tripping. Honestly, I can't. I mean, I have people. What race is it? Because the race need to hear this player shit. I have someone. You say, do I want somebody? Man, I have somebody anytime I want.
When you get off the road, you
want that one?
I have that one for that night. I'm good with that, I guess.
Never mind.
I'm okay with that right now, Crush. I ain't gonna lie. I'm cool.
Yeah, I think the only time Smooth gets lonely is when life gets a lifing, because he tells his mom, but you do want that female that you can confide in. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably the only time that Smooth misses a chick. Other than that, he don't really miss a chick.
I got Q and y'all. Like, I talked to y'all for a while, you know what I'm saying? And y'all to her,
yeah.
Like, I don't really be too fucked up, bro. I do, but then I don't, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. We talk about them moments, Smooth, where, like, even the stuff that I can't come to y'all. I can come to y'all with a lot of shit. But there's just some things I can't come to y'all. I got to go. You know what I mean? So it's like, all right. I can tell y'all 95 to 99% of stuff. That 1%, I got to go. Here, I think that's the only time you would miss a female, but you don't have those moments very, 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 very often. So that's why you don't miss it, because it's like you don't have them very often. Because on the road, really, you're just making money and driving. You're like, you know, it's not like you got, you know, like Quest is a bit. Shout out to Quest and his new journey that he's on, being a brand new stepfather. Shout out to Quest.
You always say some whole shit to fuck up the moment. Keep going.
Oh man. Hey, we got how much time we got left? We got about 14 minutes left for the show, man. We got 14 minutes left for the show.
Damn, for real?
Hey,
this show went by.
Man, like, we've literally been talking shit for a while.
Shout out to my kids, though. What's happening?
No, I was just saying shout out to you being a stepfather, man. Like Chris said, you know, me, you, Smooth, we all have kids, right? No, I mean, not, we all don't have biological kids.
I get what you're saying. Yes.
So it just feels good to, you know, that we're all dads now. We're all dads.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah, I told you I'm turning over new leaf, Quest. There was no hate, no nothing in that. It was just Dallas' Quest being in chat. That was it.
That was petty.
Yeah, dope. You be bullshitting, though, sometimes, but you be my nigga sometimes, too. Like, earlier today, you was cool with, what did we do earlier? We bonded earlier, dope, I forgot. But he said that, bro, sometimes you got to relax, because if we brought up FP, you'll be, let us bring it up.
This is a natural, because I heard this shit too.
I'm like, damn. But it's like, I feel you, but then it shouldn't matter. But then I feel you, like, let a nigga bring it up. Because we don't just drop we don't do that with you. Because I know I be. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wait, did you just say, you know?
That's why earlier I said, I'm going to stall you out.
I don't give a fuck about my hoes. I don't give a fuck. Dope. I don't care. But Quest might, Crush might. I still respect you and don't bring up.
Wait a second. All I said was a step pad. Like, is that bad?
I ain't gonna say that,
no,
but like, you don't know if bro want that out. I don't know.
Simple.
But we can't do that with everybody. I don't give a fuck is what I'm saying. But other like Crush Micah. You know I don't give a fuck. That's actually making my rate go up a little higher. Are he take care of you too? Yes. Smooth. Well, watch your little badass kid while you but I'm gonna need a cooked meal and some head. When you come back, but the Quest and Crush might not. You can't do that with them, but you definitely could do that with Smooth.
Okay, my bad. I thought it was already out there. My bad.
No, listen. I am in a relationship, and my girl does have kids. I'm cool with all of that. See, but the way you just did it, it was like the sneak. It was like the sneak.
There was no sneak.
It was like the sneak. Yeah, it was like the sneak club punch. It's like, oh, I see that nigga. Pow! Right? That's what it was. It was like the sneak club punch. And it's cool because, like I say, I love my baby and I love my shorties. So it's all good. However, that's something on the publication side. No.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Sneak. When you're saying sneak to me, it's like.
No. Listen, the public didn't know what it is. Other than my girl.
That's the sneak part. It was, don't nobody know but us. Now, so let Quest bring it to the floor. That's all. That's what I think. That's what you more on, Quest. Or
exactly.
Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely correct, sir.
You just saying it.
Like
that?
That's a group chat.
You know, I gotta
figure. That's a group chat joke.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. No, if it was already out, that's different. But Quest has not said nothing about it on the show. So Quest should have dropped that information, and then we can go from there.
Simple.
Oh. Okay.
Because even on the record, how I put it, it's in subliminal. Like, we only know.
We'll talk about it later. How much left of the time we got in the show?
8 minutes.
We got 9 minutes.
It's about up anyway. We'll have a group chat afterwards. I mean, because I don't want to waste the rest of the show talking about this shit. But about, I get both of y'all. But what I'm saying is, I'll explain it later. To break it down, Dope, yeah. I know how you need it broke down, and I know what Quest trying to say. He just ain't saying it right. For you, let me say it like that. You know I be the mediator. So I got
you. You're the dope whisperer.
I got you, boys. Don't worry about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna cook these wings real quick.
Wait. Did you say cook? You sound like you said cook, Spoo.
Yeah, cook and air fryer. Look, you ain't seen my latest.
I seen the Facebook post. That's why I brought it up. That's why I brought it up. Yeah, bro.
He's definitely cooking. Shout out to Joe Budden. Thanks for clarifying it.
This nigga Quest just jumped ship.
Joe done broke the signs down. Niggas cooking steak and everything. You gotta cook a steak. Come on, man.
I knew my nigga was a bit. Hey, come on, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the game.
Shout out to the motherfucking game.
Look, I'm gonna use it tomorrow to cook my salmon.
is a crock pot cooking?
Man, bro, honestly, all that shit cooking, bro. To me, bro.
Okay,
I never did say that it wasn't cooking. Like crock pot, rice cooker, pressure cooker, nigga, air fryer, baking, skilleting. On the stove top, like everything is cooking to me, nigga, because that shit was raw at first.
And yeah, see, there we go. There we go. So no, because when I said hey, smooth, I was cooking at the Korean barbecue place. You know what you told me? Nah, nigga, you wasn't cooking.
Yeah, right. I ain't going back on my statement about that.
What the hell is this?
Nigga need to turn his car off. Weak ass shit.
Hey,
who
called
that? Yeah, goddamn. Goddamn.
Who called
like,
that, bro?
Like
y'all don't ever stop me being a fucking dickhead.
Oh, shit. One of them.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, nope. Air frying is not cooking, food because you said I wasn't cooking at the Korean barbecue place.
Well, you the only one. Look at all the people on my status, bro. You the only one, really, bro.
No, I wasn't the only one. There was a few people there.
It's cooking, my boy. Sorry, it's cooking.
Yeah, you the only one, though. You a hater, bro. But I'm cool with that. I know how to adapt to your hatred. So I'm cool with
mm-hmm.
it. I don't even complain no more. I just change the subject or whatever. Hey, I'm gonna call you back. Ain't that what I did today? You start hating. We were having a good conversation earlier. Then you started hating on something. Yeah, dope. I'm gonna call you back, dog. I ain't worried about it.
Yeah.
I'll call you back.
You just gotta call me back.
Yeah, niggas just be hating. I don't even be mad anymore. I just get off the phone.
Hey, man, we got 5 minutes left for the show, man. Hey, Rage, where you at, Rage?
I'm out here, Sam. I was just muted.
All right, go ahead and give you a shout out, man, so we can go up and get up out of here. I got to eat some of this potato.
Yeah, man. Hey, last time I tapped in at the show, Smooth Dude asked me when I was going to be releasing something. And so since that last show, I have a song called On Deck that will be released March 14th. So it's coming. As a matter of fact, Dope, I'm going to throw that at you for the next show. You know what I'm saying?
Please and thank you, Razor. We need that new Razor on the show. Wow. Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Straight up. I appreciate that. So, yeah, man. Y'all boys, man, y'all stay up. And I appreciate y'all always greeting me with open arms on the show, man. No Filter Radio. Fuck.
Nah, you family, bro. I see you in the rotation with the sharing and commenting and liking, so you know we got a favor, bro.
Yeah,
you family, bro. You are a No Filter boy. I see you with the ice in your mouth, bro. We seeing more pictures because I ain't never know what
and
you look.
Watch.
I ain't never know what you look like to 2024, but now I know. Yeah. Straight up. My boy, you family, fam. You family, bro. Don't worry. You ain't got to speak on that shit. You family. No filter, boy. Honorary member.
Yo. Yeah. All right. We're gonna let question. Yeah. Go ahead. Give me a shout out.
Man, shout out to the squad, man. You know how we do it every Monday. No Filter Radio. We go crazy, man. We had our craziest conversations. Dope gonna hate once. At least one time on the team. It's cool. He gonna do some sneak this shit. Whatever though. Shout out to Black and Brown Management, DeLorean Life Academy. Fresh Air, May 11th, is going down. The boy graduates from college. The boy gonna have the city going crazy. Y'all know how I do, man. Get your tickets at itsquestion.com/Fresh Air, please and thank you. It's only.
Crush, give you a shout out.
What can I say other than we them niggas? Yeah, enterprise will rise. You can find me everywhere: Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok, everything. Crush the Catalyst. CRUSHDACATALYST. Y'all know what it is. Cold War all day, Shadow We all day, Elite Enterprises, we in this bitch. Gang!
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Smooth the Dude, man. Shout out to everybody involved tonight listening. Razor, boy, keep doing your thing straight up. All of that good shit, my boy, Quest. It's question.com. Go holler at my boy, man. Go get some of them tickets. Go get some of that merch. Go get some whatever. V selling crack on that motherfucker. Buy some of that shit, too, man. We working, y'all watching. Hey, my nigga Dope, boy. Love you, my boy. We'll be back next
week. Hey.
What up, my boy?
Yeah.
What up, my boy?
Next Monday. What is it called? The Grand Lux? We're going to go to the Grand Lux. Smoothie Dude's birthday this month.
Are we definitely going to Grand Lux Cafe for your boy's birthday?
For the boy birthday.
Yes, sir.
For the boy birthday. Smooth the Dude say, I can't buy him nothing until his birthday. And then he definitely was like, he ain't going to bring no money. He said, he ain't bringing no money.
No, I'm bringing a tip.
You ready? He said, I'm bringing a tip.
Yeah, y'all worry
about it. Yeah. Y'all fight over the bill. I got the tip. Y'all fight over the bill. I got the tip.
Tip on you, man. You know I'm a big tipper, man. Hey, bro, I love you, bro. Real talk, I ain't told you this since last Monday. I love you, Crush, bro.
No, you too, bro.
Oh, I thought he was gone.
Nah, he ain't gone. He ain't gone. Shout out to Planet Fitness. I'm shout out to Planet Fitness. I'm sore as hell right now. Shout out to Monet for getting the 98. On her progress report. Shout out to Monet for getting 98 on the progress.
Let's go.
Yeah, shout out to that. And then shout out to Chip for turning my neck into steak tartare, and now I got scabs and shit all on my neck. Shout out to Chip, though. Shout out to Chip.
Damn right. Right there.
That boy, them things is biting smooth. I don't know what he was doing, but he rock-walled my neck, boy. But shout out to my nigga Chip, though. But he did bring us back, though. He brought us back from the dead. We was dead, and he brought us back.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. See y'all next week, man. We out of here.